This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hidden Power is on the air for another week. I'm Doug Steffen, here to introduce you to things that perhaps some of you, if you're new to the program, have never heard discussed on a radio program or on a podcast. This is going to be a metaphysical experience for you. Over the next hour, a lot of free thinkers will have their mind open to a different phraseology, different ways of thinking. I always start these hours and the podcast with a conversation from somebody who's very active in some form of metaphysics, an approach to something. And we all know that there are great readers around. We all know there are great astrologers around. I'm going to introduce you to Hedy Mowinkle, who is here visiting with us from England. I guess that the story that you have, I always hesitate, Hedy, to describe people because, for clarity purposes, you've lived your life, you know you. I'd rather you tell your story than me do some kind of a hodgepodge, stick together a bunch of facts and figures that don't have any syntax to them. You have lived your life, so how have you gotten in? You're kind of an astrologer, but looks like you have more. I find with really good astrologers, they're really pretty psychic, and they put their tools together to give people a pretty good reading and an understanding of who they are and what's going on in their lives. Is that you? Am I describing Hedy Mowinkle?
Yes, yeah, definitely. I also practice tarot card readings. And I have my own spiritual practice, my own personal interest in the metaphysical, if you will. So yes, definitely. I began my journey with the spiritual world and astrology when I was still in college. So a while ago now, back in 2012. And I suffered a traumatic breakup, if you will. And from there, I discovered at the same time Reiki energy healing and yoga and astrology. And I went down the rabbit hole of research. And I actually had a job in sales for a few years while I was becoming more and more obsessed with astrology and teaching myself on the side until I finally decided to take the plunge and start my own astrology practice from scratch.
Yeah, you sound like me. Isn't it funny what triggers the resurgence to finding out about ourselves much as anything else? More often than not, it's a really good bad breakup.
yes, always.
It's a good
always,
bad
yeah,
breakup.
The relationships which mirror us, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I think for me, astrology, I first dipped my toe in astrology because I discovered that we don't just have a star sign, which is our sun sign, but I think many people don't realize that we also have a moon sign, which, you know, changes every 2.5 days, which is very unique to us, tells us a lot about our inner world. We also have a Venus sign, a Mars sign, a Mercury sign, all of these personal planets which actually move quite regularly. So they change signs through the zodiac every few weeks. And so a person's unique astrology birth chart, which is what I do, I give birth chart readings, can really tell a lot about a person's patterns in their life. And also, you know, relationship needs from life, from career, from friends. And so it can be really useful to look into that. And that's how I got down the rabbit hole initially. And years later, I'm still here. But it's really, I think, starting from the moon sign can be a great way to get into astrology because the moon represents our needs and how we were nurtured as a child. and it's a very instinctual part of the birth chart. So it tells us, you know, if we didn't have any responsibilities like family or friends or career, what would we do for ourselves, you know, regardless of anything else? And how can we go back to our center? So I find that looking at someone's moon sign can tell a lot about how to ground the spirit and how to, you know, be authentic.
All right, let's not get into the weeds. That's one of my favorite expressions, getting into the weeds. But I do want to pick apart a little bit of your philosophy or how you're educating us, because there is Western astrology and there is Eastern astrology. And sometimes there's a difference in the months, if you will. Sometimes it becomes very confusing, although my experience with Western and Eastern astrology is that once they find out or figure out where you are, the description of who you are becomes pretty much the same. But I have been hearing a lot of what you said here just a moment ago about the moon. I've been hearing a lot of that lately, that the moon sign, which is your second, for example, I'm a Scorpio with my Pisces, my moon in Pisces, and my rising sign is Aquarius. So it sort of is a conflagration of all sorts of things that one would look at my chart, I think, at first and find a lot of conflicts. I don't know whether you did that or not, but I think...
I have looked at your chart. Yes, I did look up your chart. I actually find that I don't love to use the word complex. I see that there's always juice to be made from maybe conflicting energies from the sun sign, your Scorpio sun, the Pisces moon, the Aquarius rising. And that if we look at, you know, as astrologers, if we study the lives and the birth charts of people who have had extraordinary lives, often there is quite a lot of tension in the chart, and that's where the juice is made.
Right. So is there tension? Not that I want to make me the example, although I'm happy to oftentimes use me as a guinea pig to have people understand what they're looking for. Because I think you're right. Most people don't realize when you ask them or you talk about things in a superficial way, like you go out for a date, what the corniest thing in the world. Well, what sign are you? That's really corny.
Yeah.
You know, if you know more about it, like the second and third slots, if you will, there, and then understand the 12 signs of the zodiac, it can be then a pretty interesting conversation, right?
Super interesting, yeah, of course, because it tells a lot also about a person's wants, I think, rather than needs, which maybe is a bit more psychological. A person's wants and passions and talents as well. That's a big focus for me with astrology. You know, looking at someone's hidden talents that you can tap into through looking at your chart.
All right, so I'm going to ask you to do that just to give people an example, if you want to, as we continue here. We're having a conversation with Hedy Mowinkel in England. Her website is nymphofneptune.com. We've got to talk about that and how that came to be. Nymphofneptune.com is the website, or if you're on social media, at nymphofneptune. You can go to nymphofneptune.com. All right, so we got that in our focus as we continue here on Your Hidden Power. Here's something that's not so hidden. You do have the power. You do have the control. You do have the ability to fix problems that are stressing you out. And I'm betting at this point, as we get into February, a lot of people are still trying to pay off the credit card debt that you accumulated between Thanksgiving and Christmas, buying all those gifts, right? Credit Card Debt Hotline is at your service and on your side at 800-560-6760. Learn today how to reduce your payments and get them down to a fraction of what you actually owe. 800-560-6760. You can call now for a free representative. People, representative will talk to you and give you some free advice, if you will, free consultation. But you got to get started by making the phone call to 800-560-6760.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking garlic, and it works.
I've been taking garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. We see it listed on food labels and hear healthcare professionals talk about it. But do you know what cholesterol actually is? Cholesterol is a waxy substance that's found in the fats in your blood. When you have high cholesterol, you may develop fatty deposits in your blood vessels, which eventually make it difficult for enough blood to flow through your arteries.
That bad cholesterol, when those plaques build, if they rupture, they can go and cause a heart attack or even cause a stroke.
Dr. Claire Haga, a Mayo Clinic physician, says what you eat affects your cholesterol levels, so you have some power to control it.
We want to make sure to eliminate trans fats. So examples of trans fats, a lot of this is going to be your products that are prepackaged, your fast foods, your fried foods.
You also want to cut back on saturated fats that are often found in animal products like bacon or butter. Dr. Haga says you can also help lower your cholesterol when you take in more omega-3s, which are good fats that you find in fish, nuts, and avocados. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hey, check out this report of our Office 365 email and the threats sitting in users' inboxes.
Wow, how did you get this?
There's a free tool called Barracuda Email Threat Scanner that can quickly and safely scan our Office 365 email for hidden threats like spear phishing and domain fraud.
Really?
Yeah, Barracuda Email Threat Scanner identifies hidden threats and employees most at risk for a cyber attack, all summarized in a complete report.
This is great.
Get your free email threat scan now at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Continuing with Hedy Mowinkle, I'm Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power. Hedy is an astrologer. Her website is nymphofneptune.com. All right, so where'd that come from, Hedy?
Nymph of Neptune. Well, I have a lot of Neptune in my chart. Neptune is the god of oceans. And actually ruler, planetary ruler of mysticism and spirituality and all things metaphysical. And I have a lot of Neptune in my own personal astrology. I initially was going to call myself Neptune's daughter, but how I arrived at Nymph of Neptune is slightly less exciting than it sounds. Neptune's daughter is actually, I think, a famous 1980s action film or comic book, so I decided to go for Nymph of Neptune.
That's kind of cute, actually. I like that. One of the things that is interesting about you, and people can see this if you go to your website, nymphofneptune.com, that you do readings not only in English, you're an Englander, if you will, British resident, but you do your readings in French and Italian, so you obviously must be fluent in those. That I find interesting and unusual in the course of talking to lots of people who are sensitive. They don't often do readings in different languages. So how does that work? Do you ever get confused with the message, or are you so fluent in both, in all of the languages, that it doesn't, you don't trip yourself up?
Well, there's a few different factors there. One is that I'm actually half Italian, so my father is Italian. Yeah. So I do speak Italian fluently, and I do also speak French fluently. I lived in Paris for a few years, and my first jobs were in Paris in French. And actually, in my own personal astrology, I actually have several planetary positions that would speak to having a hunger for languages and having a talent for languages.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what did you learn about hidden talents in yourself? Before we talk about me, what did you learn about your hidden talents?
My hidden talents, it was definitely... I don't come from a family or a background of spiritual people, and I think it was, one, the talent for languages, but it was to do with my Mercury, because Mercury is a really important planet. I'm sure we've all heard of Mercury retrograde, which happens a couple times per year, but Mercury in the chart can also speak to where you have a talent for communicating things, and Mercury is our antenna. Mm-hmm. And I have my Mercury in the eighth house of the underworld and of the occult and astrology and all things murky and mysterious. So wherever Mercury is placed shows an accentuated interest in that area of life and a talent to communicate that. So
one of the things that intrigues me about all of this is that more and more people are going to counselors like you to get therapy, to get a handle on themselves, because you and people that are studying and working in these areas are making it easier for people to understand. And I think that has a very positive effect on the psychology of the people to whom you are speaking. So I want to drill down into that a little bit more as we continue here on this week's Your Hidden Power. Doug Steffen with Hedy Mowinkle.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Penny Mowinkle is with us at nymphofneptune.com, where she does all kinds of readings because she has all kinds of familiarity with the different things that make her very sensitive. And I was mentioning the fact that a lot of people are coming to folks like you for, whether they realize it or not, psychological help. What does that add to the insights, but on your responsibility giving people information about themselves, Hetty?
It's a big responsibility as an astrologer giving readings to people, especially as when we look at the birth chart, the map of planetary positions when people are born, you know, I would say that I can see the whole life. I can see all of the patterns in someone's life, which mm-hmm. is an advantage over a traditional psychotherapist or psychologist. I feel I can say that having been in therapy myself for a few years, that even Carl Jung, who was a very prominent German psychoanalyst, he, I think, was the one that said that astrologers actually have an advantage over traditional therapists because mm-hmm. a traditional therapist has to wait for the client themselves to bring the fruits to the session. Mm-hmm. Whereas as an astrologer, we have the planets in front of us. And actually, I find that, you know, we spend most of our time helping people navigate things that they might not have even noticed might be tripping them up, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we know we have a problem. We don't know what causes it. More importantly, we don't know how to fix it without help from somebody like you oftentimes. So that's why I wanted you to explain the pieces as you just did. So in light of the fact that you looked at my chart and what
yes.
the moon represents, we all have the same questions. I have the same questions always when I talk mm-hmm. to somebody who's sensitive about health issues, even though I'm a very healthy guy. Every once in a while something mm-hmm. happens and it puts my focus on health. And then, of course, there are always the relationship questions and whether I'm going to get make more money, get a better job, things like that. So you're welcome to spend a minute or two to sort of give people an idea. I don't believe in discussing private matters, but I don't mind personal matters being discussed on the radio, so help yourself.
Well, your chart's actually very interesting because you have a lot of planets, even though you're your star sign, which would be your sun sign, because what we commonly refer to as our star sign is the position of the sun as it moves through the zodiac. Yours is a Scorpio sun, but you have, like you said, a Pisces moon. And a Pisces moon is incredibly sensitive. It's quite ethereal, very creative. It has an ability to enter into other realms, so to speak. And then you have Mercury and Venus in Sagittarius. And Sagittarius is a fascinating sign. It's a sign that rules adventure and the pursuit of higher truth. And it's actually a very spiritual sign, even though it is a fire sign. I say even though, because fire signs have a reputation for being quite bold and dynamic and fun-loving.
Yes,
and maybe we associate, you know, the spiritual with something that's more watery and calm. But actually, Sagittarius energy is very... It really is about crossing boundaries of religion and culture and nations to realize that we are actually all one. And so you have your Mercury in Sagittarius, which is very cool because Mercury is how we perceive the world. So your Mercury in Sag would mean that you can see the bigger picture. You have sort of the grander vision of the universe.
Spend 30 seconds telling us about this year and what's in store for all of us.
One thing I can definitely say, we all need to channel our inner mountain goat. That is because we have Jupiter in Capricorn all year long. Jupiter changes signs once every 13 months. And this year, in order to get the most out of 2020, we need to put our head down and not get overexcited about the prize at the end of the road, but really find the joy in the little.
The website for Hedy Mowinkle is nymphofneptune.com. Avail yourself of some very interesting conversation with Hedy. Thanks for being here with us this week on Your Hidden Power, Hedy.
Thanks for having me.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
So you're worried about thieves stealing your online purchases from your front door. Not a problem with DeliveryPod, a high-tech lockbox for your purchases. Mark Morris from DeliveryPod explains.
We've designed a sleek-looking package box that's internet-enabled, works with your Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, to notify you when a package arrives, secures the package, and notifies you once a package delivery has been placed at your house.
But how does it stay secure?
So we've invoked a bike lock system. You can either screw it in through a normal drill bit of fixation, pretty similar to some of the other boxes that are out there, or you can attach it via bike lock, the way you would attach a bike. We are unique in having a battery operation or a plug-in operation, and the box works in both configurations.
Go to DeliveryPod.com for more info.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
The campaign kickoff you've been waiting for.
Give your candidate or your business a kickstart with custom print products from Staples.
And right now at Staples, save 25% when you order two or more signs, posters, or banners. Some products are available same day when you order by 2 p.m.
Give your campaign a jump start with help from Staples.
Where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 2/29/20. Must order two or more of same item for discounts. See store or staples.com/print25 for full details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
People in New Hampshire heading to the polls today for the first of the nation presidential primary. Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg appear to be the favorites, though at the first Democratic vote casting at midnight, the primary results in Dixville Notch showed Amy Klobuchar leading with 8 votes. Meanwhile, President Trump held a rally in Manchester last evening.
We have so much more enthusiasm than that. It's not even close. They're all fighting each other. They're all going after each other. You got them all over the place. They don't know what the hell they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. They can't even count their votes.
An American soldier is pleading guilty to distributing instructions on how to make bombs. A U.S. Attorney's Office spokesman in Kansas says Specialist First Class Jarrett William Smith gave an undercover FBI agent detailed instructions on how to make a vehicle bomb. And this is USA Radio News.
Fine Snow has recently discovered a hoard of beautiful, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. Without question, the Morgan Silver Dollar is the most collected coin in the United States rare coin market today. The 1918 Pittman Act authorized the melting of over 350 million Morgan Silver Dollars. We're very excited about this hoard because of their high state of preservation and such a great selection of dates. You now have the opportunity to build as much as 50 different dates and or mint marks at a price that you're going to find hard to believe and much less than many dealers charge if they could build the sets at all.
Now you can purchase 20 certified brilliant uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars from Finest Known and receive this 21st coin for only $1. Call today and receive this Morgan Dollar Book for free.
Take advantage of this introductory offer and give us a call today at Finest Known. Once you hold one of these beautiful uncirculated sets of Morgan Dollars in your hands, history just comes alive. Call Finest Known today and reserve your historic set.
Call Finest Known now at 1-800-998-9042. That's 1-800-998-9042 or on the web at finestknown.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Uri Geller joins us now for his insightful overview of what's going on and his opportunity every week here on Your Hidden Power to share thoughts. One of the things that we didn't talk about, we're maybe a month behind the times, Uri, is the Inquirer article that solicited from you your vision for 2020. There are lots of people, I guess, wondering what does 2020 have in store for all of us from your point of view.
Well, I'll tell you, Dougie, you know that my with my powers, I usually do not predict. And when the National Enquirer asked me to do predictions, I told them I'm willing to do very large predictions and not the Justin Bieber move to another house. So I basically send my mind through space and time, bring back information that I feel that will happen. And as you see in the National Enquirer, there are very major discoveries that are going to happen this year. Now, when I gave them my discoveries, we didn't know about the virus that is going to attack worldwide. You can imagine what a mess this is doing to the whole world, both medically and economically. We are beginning to feel the outcome of the virus that started in China worldwide. I mean, Doug, do you realize that almost everything around you, whether it's the pen you're holding or the computer or the telephone, it's almost for sure made in China. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, everything's made in China. Yep, too much stuff. We do so too much. We're getting too much stuff from China. Yep, I agree.
So you can imagine Apple just shut down their 40 stores. Starbucks have hundreds of coffee shops all over China. They're closing down. Big companies that manufacture everything, phones to furniture, I mean to everything, including made in China, people are afraid to go to work. They're afraid to be with other people around them. They're terrified. This is a major, major, major downfall, shares are falling. I predicted, if you read my prediction, that computers are very soon going to take over. And I believe that once we master with our mind how to telepathically communicate between ourselves, we will also be able to discover different kind of medical treatments for viruses that survive antibiotics today.
Mm-hmm.
That's my prediction, and this is going to happen in the coming months. We must find either an injection or some type of medicine that is going to kill this virus. Let me ask you this now. You know, I'm also following the democratic chaos that happened yesterday in Iowa. Very soon, the Democrats are probably going to accuse the Mossad or the Russians for screwing up your app. Now, tell me, you live in America, you breathe everything that is happening. What do you think happened in Iowa last night?
I think what happened in Iowa is the hierarchy of the Democratic National Committee doesn't want Bernie Sanders, the same way as when Hillary Clinton was running 4 years ago, they destroyed his chances to win. They're trying to do the same thing this time around, and I think it's disgraceful, frankly. I think that's not psychic, it's just that's what I read into it. However they screw up the app or whatever else gets screwed up, I do think, and I don't know that I talked to you about this, I would love to have your thoughts about Michael Bloomberg, because in my mind, he's going to be the next president. I feel very, very strongly about that for some reason or another.
Probably Sanders won, and they screwed up the voting system because they didn't want him to win.
Right.
And
that's
Trump
exactly.
Called him a communist. By the way, Trump called him a communist.
Right.
You know that Sanders, and maybe he's right. Maybe. Perhaps Trump is right. You know,
he's a socialist,
isn't
he?
Now, you just said something very serious. You just said that you think that Bloomberg is going to be the president. Well, why do you think that Trump is not going to win this time? I don't think
he has a core support, 35, maybe 40% of the country. And the other half, or the other 60% of the country, has no use for him whatsoever. The alienation of affection, if you will, the anger directed at him, people just don't, the people outside of his circle, they do almost anything to get rid of him.
Okay, this is a very interesting theory. I'm not so sure you're right, because he might surprise everyone once again. The fact
might.
That the Democrats scooped up, The fact that they screwed up yesterday is a very, very negative signal for them.
Right.
So
I agree.
Let's wait and see.
Yep.
I'll accept my prediction. Who is going to win this time round?
You're going to give it. You're going to send that to me.
Yes. So you put it up on your website. Okay.
All right. Okay. Uri Geller. His website is urigeller.com. U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R. Urigeller.com. Check out his new museum that he's building in Tel Aviv. Urigellermuseum.com. Uri Geller here on Your Hidden Power.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
The mayor of a small town in South Carolina spent weeks claiming she had been targeted by a hate crime. She filed a police report saying she and her husband found both their cars covered with a yellow, sticky substance. And she went on a tirade about the history of hate crimes throughout the South. Police investigated but found that the substance was ordinary pollen, which covers thousands of cars parked under trees every spring. Have we become so accustomed to constant news about hate crimes that we see things that just aren't there? This mayor had no evidence, but was quick to jump to conclusions about imaginary criminals. Is American paranoia so out of control that we now see evil under every tree? Government is supposed to protect the rights of citizens, not participate in the blame game.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Back in the fold here on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with our weekly visit into the mind we go of Mary O'Malley, who has a website called Psychic Scout, psychicscout.com. She does fabulous work reading with people, individuals, and groups to help you change the way you think, maybe the way you act. But it never comes about, Mary, unless people have stresses, right? I mean, they don't just come to you, la-ti-da, oh, I thought I'd have a reading today because I have an extra hour.
Because everything's okay.
Yeah, right. I'm going to come to you because my life is perfect. Yes. No. So one wonders, I was thinking in a different line, but you just made me think about what you do to get your, you know, your, you take in, people like you who are sensitive absorb so much crap from people. You know, all the problems that they have and what to do to deal with this, that, the other thing. So who helps Mary O'Malley get the crap out of her system that she's taken on, never mind just because you're around all of these other people that are coming to you to help them unload their crap, but you're a human being, and all human beings have crap, right?
Yeah. And most of the time I'm okay. You know, I've learned to put up barriers and not take on other people's energy, but every now and then it gets me, and I have to do a lot of grounding work, you know, go outside, walk around, release, pray, you know, just sort of cleanse my own aura, you know, so to speak.
So
because, sometimes it's hard.
Let's take it another step further. This week, a lot of people listen to talk radio were taken back by Rush Limbaugh, probably the best-known talk personality in the history of the medium. He was talking on the air about his health and how he has stage 4 lung cancer, and it's very aggressive, and he's getting treatment for it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But how often does somebody get that sort of a reading, and they pick up the phone, and they call you, or they come see you to ask how to deal with it, and then the challenge is on you, because this is heavy weight. Here you have a person that has a death sentence, basically, on them, even though we all do, in one way or another. Mm-hmm. But here they're all worked up about it. What are they going to do? How are they going to face life today, tomorrow, next day, next week, next month? And that's got to be heavy. The responsibility you have to give them something that will help them, that's heavy-duty stuff. So what happens when that happens to you?
Yeah, it is. But I'll tell you, that every time that has happened, they've been more concerned about their family. If not at peace with it, their main concern is how their kid's going to be, their spouse, what about this and this. And so I help them come to terms with, you know, how they're going to deal with their children, how they're going to deal with this and this and this. And you know, it is heavy. When someone looks you right in the eye and says, I know I only have, a month or, whatever, a couple of weeks, and who's going to be waiting for me on the other side. And that's probably only happened a handful of times in over 20 years that it is they walked out. And I can see their shoulders aren't hunched and they seem more relaxed and at peace. And getting all that stress off your shoulders helps with any kind of, physical ailments, things like that, when you're at peace with yourself.
Well, is that how people then overcome things? Like, we all have heard the stories of people who, through some miracle, if you want to use that word, through some intervention, may be able to lick this sort of thing without even going through the conventional methodology, which includes these days chemo and, drinking stuff and having capsule and all kinds of things.
Right.
They go on and make you really sick. I had a very close friend who battled this for a few years, and it was it was awful.
If you're going to fight, if you're going to use your body, mind, and soul to fight a disease and to reverse it, if you don't have additional stress on your shoulders from your family and things like that, it's going to make a big difference in how much energy you have left to fight your own battle, So I think it's important. It is important.
Yeah.
And, it's not, a part of my daily routine, but if Spirit sends me somebody, I know it's because they're supposed to be there in front of me,
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what makes, again, I think that separates the men from the boys or the girls from the women or however in your circumstance. And that reminds me, I was thinking about asking you this a couple of weeks ago and I forgot about it until just now. Who makes the better psychics, the more sensitive people, men or women? Let's get you into trouble.
Women, no.
of course, it's women. Why would you think of any other? Yes.
I'll tell you, the difference is in perspective. A man looks at an issue one way, and a woman looks at an issue a different way. We're from different planets, and that might be the only difference that I'd see. There's been occasions where I felt like when I needed to see a psychic, but I felt like I really need a man's point of view on this. And so I would, go to a male psychic. So I think it really depends on, what your gut is telling you.
Does the spirit talk differently to God, in essence, talk differently to a woman than to a man?
No. It's the way we interpret as humans the information.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not saying it would be strikingly different, but the energy behind it or, the different way of interpreting the information might be important.
Good hypnotherapist session, a great psychic session can be had. Go to psychicscout.com for Mary O'Malley, who is here every week on Your Hidden Power. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Doug.
Comp complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Moving now into the world of astrology once again on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with our official astrologer. Laura Banks is here with us. Her website, StarGalNetwork.com, very influential, very helpful. There are so many things that we always have to visit with the topics and things to understand when it comes to astrology. Let's talk specifically about the charts, the countries, as with the people, have their chart. So there's a chart on China someplace, and I wonder if you can tell by looking into that chart from the 70 years that the country's been in existence that there are things like this business that's going on right now. What does 2020 have in store for the Chinese?
Powerful question, Doug, and thanks for having me again. China and 2020, you know, each country is birthed at a particular time in history. At my fingertips, I do not have, say, the planetary alignment for the country of China. The United States, on the other hand, I can tell you there's a planetary alignment going on right now that was here in 1776 at the beginning of the American Revolution.
Right.
And so, to me, that's pretty profound to witness, and I think we're seeing some of that here in this country. But yes, each country is born into a specific sign, and I will certainly get to you on what that is. 2020.
Yeah, I guess
really,
I'm not trying to throw you a curveball. I'm just wondering what we, because I more am informing people that don't know that you can do a chart on a country, you can do a chart on a business, you can do a chart on, it's not just human beings, but if you know, for example, the time, the date, and the place of a new corporation being certified by the state or whatever entity does that, you can predict pretty much like you can a human being what's going to go on from day to day, week to week, month to month, right?
No doubt about it. I've known people that waited to the last minute to buy the house of their dreams on a shoestring because they watched the planets and they knew when the alignment was going to come. I know of a person that paid $200,000 for a mansion in San Diego, and he was a masterful astrologer. When you choose to start a business, Doug, you and I are looking at more ventures together on radio, and it's coming up in a wonderful, opportune time with this beautiful influx of Capricorn. And we've got Pluto in Capricorn right now. And it's, you know, Capricorn is a winter sign, and it's resources and money and how we deal with power and status, and it's coming together. Pluto and Saturn and Jupiter are still in this confluence for a couple of years here coming forward, and I keep reiterating this on your show, and I can't say it enough to the listeners, and where is your Saturn in this influence of Capricorn right now, and your relationship to your natal Saturn, to the transit Saturn and the transiting Pluto in Saturn, it unlocks the knowledge to know the day to start a business, the day to get married, because that is the birth of an energy. You're absolutely right. And you need to intelligently choose that birth time.
Well, I think that's it. And I wonder sometimes, as you look at, you were talking about the stuff that you and I are doing together, is there your chart and the chart of the program, but do you have to look at the chart of both of us, you and I, to find out when the right time is to get started? Because I sort of picked this date out of need, not necessarily out of calling you and say, okay, Laura, what's a good time for us to start this thing?
Well, and you picked my lucky number 13, Doug. It's uncanny. Everything great happens to me in the 13th. Yes, you know, you have a confluence of 10th house things occurring right now. So things are cementing for you professionally that haven't been before. That's why you tapping me to pursue this now more with you is an honor, and obviously something I'm very excited about, because I see what's going on in your chart. There are so many levels to astrology where you can do the composite chart, which is what you and I would look at if I were to look at that element of, yes, how does your chart impact my chart? But all your Scorpio is how we, I don't have Scorpio in my chart as much, but it's the Scorpio in your chart. My sun is in the eighth house. Eighth house is the sign Scorpio. So my will or my destiny is linked to Scorpio.
Aha! All right, there we see, that's how this works. This is a good example of how you can take, if you're trying to find out about a relationship or who the how the boss is going to be with you or vice versa, that's why you put all of these things together, and Laura is a master at that. StarGalNetwork.com, or email to Laura Banks, all one word, Laura Banks at AOL.com for a fabulous reading. Learn more about what you need to know to make your life more successful. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's Your Hidden Power. The podcast is at yourhiddenpowershow.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.